Welcome to Stories from 400 Feet, the podcast that gives you the inside story on what is happening in the drone industry, from the everyday to the not-so-everyday events that define this industry and push it forward. If a drone flies, we'll be there.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gagne, Chief Storyteller for Volatus Aerospace, and today I'm joined by Adam Bilmes, Director of Sales at Inspired Flight. It's great to have you on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So can you tell our listeners a little bit about Inspired Flight first?
Sure. Yeah. So we're a now a Blue UAS manufacturer, commercial drone manufacturer. We got our start in 2016. We actually started as an OEM motor manufacturer back in 2016. Quickly realized that wasn't going to be a very lucrative business model. Pivoted to building full-on commercial drone platforms. Currently now have two full lines, our IF-750 and the IF-1200, focused on the medium to heavy lift part of the Part 107 commercial market. With the Blue UAS announcement, we've also been quickly ramping into the government space. Last year, about 30% of our business was federal government here in the U.S., and then on the commercial side, really spread out amongst geospatial firms, civil engineering firms, utilities. That critical infrastructure space is really where we're finding the most success today.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your platforms and what it's capable of doing?
Sure. Yeah, we're actually at AUVSI this week launching our version 2, if you will, of the IF-1200, which is our heavy lift system that was originally developed for some US DOD customers when they had their whole ecosystem of M600s grounded and needed to find a replacement. So we're out here launching the IF-1200A, which is, compared to any Chinese, American, any other country drone, category leader in flight time, something we're really excited about. So up to 9 kilograms of payload capacity, all of that usable under Part 107. And at max payload capacity, we're able to fly for 25 minutes to a 10% reserve, no payload, 50 minutes, and then a pretty even sliding scale within there. For the heavy lift space, we really specialize in open system architecture platforms. Quite a few of our customers using that heavy lift do, of course, your standard, your LiDAR, your geospatial applications, your magnetometers, things of that nature. Phase one is a very powerful integration of ours and a very strong partner of ours. And that's actually the payload we're launching the IF-1200A with. And then from there, we work with a number of companies and customers and agencies that use our platform effectively as a trunk. We build an open system architecture platform, work with them to integrate their third-party technology stack. And that drone then is their own. And that becomes a repeatable process. And they can trust that they have their technology on a reliable, fully approved government-wise platform and can really more effectively serve their customers' needs.
Well, that's fantastic. So what are you looking forward to in the drone space in 2022?
Well, I think we're really getting to the point of the industry where we're really moved on from, look how cool this drone is, and let's play with it in an R&D kind of way and see what it might be able to do to it for us. And two, this drone is a tool. We really understand as the company or the enterprise using it, how we can scale our drone programs to really realize the whole reason we're trying to use this technology in the first place. Of course, higher bottom line, but more importantly, lower worker risk, higher efficiency amongst our workforce. I think those capabilities are really starting to be actually realized now. And I think in 2022, the appetite of these customers to really start investing into that space and really scaling their programs from maybe 5 drones, 10 drones into these really large enterprise type fleets that are going to be really going to work across North America and the rest of the world.
For sure. How is that savvy and awareness changing your conversations, though, as you build out these drones?
Folks that we're talking to, the customers, the end users, they seem to be a lot more educated in what they're getting into. The conversation is less now today about the minutia around the regulations of Part 107 or explaining how to plan missions or how to really leverage the drone technology for their use. Where the conversations are really tailing into talking about how do the end-to-end workflows work? How can we leverage this with, of course, what's really important, the payload and the data that we're collecting, and deliver that to the stakeholders for the company or to the folks back in the corporate office back home to really realize those gains and improvements all across risk, profit, safety.
That's really awesome to hear that and that these conversations are becoming more sophisticated. My last question for you is, what do you really want our listeners to know about Inspired Flight?
Sure. So about Inspired Fly, I mean, what you're getting with us is really just a company that has multiple hundreds of drones out in the wild, a company that I think is really regarded for reliability and safety, which will always be our first focus. And we've really built out a support function as well that I think is critical for this industry to really take off and to get to real commercial viability. We have become known amongst our customer base for, if you're having an issue out in the field, call us. You have immediate access to our support team. We're there to help you. Our supply chain, big concern in today's industry. We spent a lot of time last year mitigating those risks. When it comes to things like lead time, spare parts, we're there to help, and definitely in a really solid spot, I think, in the industry landscape to continue delivering and scaling our solutions for customers.
Yeah, and that's a real issue today. There's a lot of drone companies out there that aren't planning ahead for logistics, supply chain breakdowns, and understanding that you need to be able to supply what's needed with the customer, and that the first purchase is not the end of that relationship.
Absolutely. I think this industry is the definition of a customer cycle, sales cycle, whatever you want to call it, of that customer is going to buy one or two systems from you. They're going to spend 6 months, however long, validating it, making sure that it really effectively meets their needs. And then at that time, we are going to start seeing these drone programs scale. And we've seen that happen, that type of cycle happen time and time with our customers. And for Inspired Flight in particular, there was definitely a span of 6 months last year where we, like every other manufacturer, had to redesign around components that no longer existed. And have now done that successfully, have multiple years of stock of constrained components, and are really looking forward to continuing to put out a lot of volume of units and serving the North American market.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Adam, for joining me today. If anyone wants to learn more about Inspired Flight, what's the best way to get started?
On our website, there's an amazing contact us form.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle.